Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Stoney, you wanted to talk about the brand, and it's fitting that we bring this up because the last time Michigan State played Miami, do you know this? 1989.
Oh, it was a great game.
Miami goes on to win the national title after they win 26-20.
Gino Toretta was the Heisman Trophy winner, Gino Toretta and the Hurricanes, and I think, Harlan Barnett was part of that team. Alan Holler, the new athletic director, was part of Michigan State's team. They had, Dixon Edwards was on that team, I think. Anyway, Michigan State was pretty damn good.
That was when Miami was at their best.
Yes, indeed. And you know what? There are a lot of people, mostly Notre Dame fans, you know, when they had the convicts versus what
Catholics.
Catholics game. Yeah. Look, University of Miami, they had a swagger. You know, if you watch the 30 for 30, you understand why a lot of people love them and a lot of people hated them. They were probably one of the most polarizing teams in college football for at least a decade. I kind of like them. I enjoy them because they were – look at all the great players they had throughout that time. I mean, great coaches. Jimmy Johnson, Schnellenberger, Jimmy Johnson, Dennis Erickson. Hell, even Larry Coker won a national championship, for crying out loud. But like Michael Irvin, Benny Blades, Brett Perriman. I mean, go on and on. Cortez Kennedy, Russell Maryland. I mean, Vinny Testaverde, they were great. Clinton Portis. Sorry, John.
Ray Lewis,
Willis McGay. You could just go on and on
That's crazy.
And they had the swagger when they played Penn State, when they were upset by Penn State in that Fiesta Bowl, when they showed up wearing the Army fatigues and things like that. It was great. So I contend that even though they're controversial, the U is good for college football. Don't we want the U to be good again? Forgetting about this week, okay, if you're a Michigan State fan, taking that away, isn't it good for college football if Miami is good again? And with that, what other schools or teams, maybe professionals as well, you might not like them, you know, you might hate them, but it's actually good for the game if those teams are either good or really relevant. Like, look, I hate the Cowboys, but it's actually really – it's good in a weird way when they're good, but because people love them and hate them. I mean, I always hope they lose every game, but that's me. I mean, there are tons of colleges like that too. There are a lot of people that believe that the fact that Michigan has been bad for, you know, close to a half a decade, if not longer, if you want to go that far, is bad for the Big Ten. It's bad for college football. It's great when Michigan is good because of the brand. USC, going through that right now.
Texas. Are they back? They keep telling us they're back.
Oh, I know.
They're still not back. But when they are, it makes a difference for the sport. I would say more so when they were in the Big 12, when that conference
needed them.
And now as they join the SEC in the next couple of years, it's like, whether Texas is good or not, that conference is going to be just fine. They'll pack stadiums. They'll win games. They'll compete for championships. Mm-hmm. The Michigan one's a good one because the Big Ten has been Ohio State and everybody else.
Correct.
It'd be nice if somebody was up there on the mantle challenging. And the one school in the Big Ten that has the alumni base, the donor base, the resources, the history.
Right.
It's Michigan,
yes.
But they aren't there right now neck and neck with the Buckeyes.
Like, I will say, and maybe this is wrong, I don't think college football needs Florida State to be good again.
I don't know. They helped make Miami. They were part of Miami's, you know.
Because they
recruited. Florida State was, you know, that 26-25 two-point conversion game, one of the greatest college football games with probably the most NFL talent ever on a field.
I know. I'd rather Miami be good again than Florida State. I don't know why.
I do, too. I agree with you. There was nothing like Miami. Jim,
well,
I'm telling you what, growing up with a team like that, my gosh, it was unbelievable what they did. You could not, I don't think it can ever be duplicated because of the, it would, oh, the PC people would come out, you know, about yes. a lot of things and stuff. It was a rock show. And the Cowboys are the other one. They
right.
When the Cowboys are good, it is so great to see just the venom on the opposite side.
Yes.
You know, I miss them being good, just to have that extra oomph to it. Because it's always, when the Cowboys are good, swagger comes with it.
Right. Here's another one, and another team that I can't stand, and I think is the most overrated team in professional sports. But it really would be good for the game if the New York Knicks were really, really good again. I mean, they haven't been good in a long, 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 long time, because the Garden gets, you know, is you know, a buzz. It gets buzzed. I mean, now this year in the playoffs, when they played the, you know, Trae Young and the Atlanta Hawks, it got, you know, exciting and things like, and I can't stand the Knicks, but it's kind of cool for the NBA if you have at least one good team in New York, and I don't count the Nets. I mean, yeah, it's Brooklyn, but nobody cares about the Nets.
Well, it was great when the Lakers-Celtics kind of had that reset at the end of the 2000s, right. Kind of throwback to the 80s, East Coast, West Coast.
Yes.
That was good for basketball. Mm-hmm. How about this one on the ticket text? Nebraska.
Yes!
Stoney, think about this. This weekend is Nebraska-Oklahoma 50 years from that epic matchup they had in 71. And I remember Nebraska fans getting so mad that this game was at noon this year. You're a 22.5-point dog. You're not holding up your end of the bargain. If Nebraska was great, the Big Ten West would have a team that could lend some credibility and relativeness.
Well, you're right, and the Big Ten West needs to have that team. I mean, Wisconsin has been. We shouldn't poo-poo them and what they've done, but it needs, like, that would be awesome, because it's happened in the SEC, where the SEC had that lull there for a while, where the East was just awful, and Kirby Smart's kind of at least created that, and I think it's raised Florida's game. Florida seems to be playing better football
yes.
recently, but the team that I think is in the SEC, it's Tennessee. Tennessee, when they're good, that they have one of the greatest environments. They have a great fight song. The checkered end zone.
I love
it. It's an intimidating environment to go into. And I think Tennessee's almost worse off than Michigan, because they can't beat their rival. Their rival's Alabama. Jim, I don't even know if you know that. That's the third
Saturday in October.
Yeah. And it's completely lost because they can't compete with them.
Neyland Stadium's over 100,000, right?
Yeah, it's pretty close.
And they've got Smokey the dog. I love the checkerboard end zone.
But they've never, except for Peyton Manning, when have they been really, really good where they competed for a national? I mean,
Stoney, in the 90s.
They won the national championship with T. Martin after Peyton left.
Yeah, the Fulmer years were okay.
But, right.
I remember they had a great home-and-home with Notre Dame where both the road teams won. I remember they played a game in South Bend that was just a classic college football game that they stole last second. You know, and that wasn't Peyton Manning's team. It's just, there's nothing there anymore. Like, I feel like they've lost their identity more than Michigan has.
Probably. And you know what's weird? People may think I'm crazy. I think it'd be better for college football if Tennessee became good instead of Clemson.
I think you're right.
I mean, Clemson's great. Don't get me wrong, but do they have this national appeal?
They got Howard's Rock.
Yeah.
Did you touch a rock on the way into the game? Okay, cool.
I know.
Sweet.
South Carolina, they've never been like an awesome team, but they're awful right now. And again, that's a great night environment when they're at least competitive.
Yeah.
And they got the Gamecocks, which is always fun.
Eh, I might throw the flag on opining for the days of South Carolina.
Yeah, George Rogers winning the Heisman Trophy was about it, right? When was the last time South Carolina's been good?
Well, they're dormant now.
Right.
I mean, they used to at least be that, you know, 8-9 win team. But I'm just talking about their environment. They have one of the great environments, but they're so apathetic towards everything right now. Spurrier ruined it.
Mississippi has a great environment, and they've never been good. So it's not just a great environment.
Spurrier ruined it. He took them to the SEC title game.
Yeah, that's true.
How about a Canadian hockey team? Like any Canadian hockey team?
Montreal would be the one. I mean, Toronto.
The Maple Leafs?
Eh, the hell with them. Which maybe makes the point.
I think the Islanders proved it this past playoff. One of the great environments in sports when they're competitive.
Oh, yeah, great environment, but I don't think that, you know.
The sport needs
them. The sport doesn't need the Islanders. They probably need the Rangers more than they need the Islanders.
I don't know. It made me love the sport when they won four cups in a row.
Yeah, I know. You don't have to convince me how great the Islanders were.
They beat the Flyers in 80, Stone.
No, but I loved them. Believe me. I said, you don't have to convince me. That's the type of team that I love. Lots of skill, lots of toughness, good goaltending, great goaltending.
I mean, basically the Rangers are the Maple Leafs, except they got the one cup.
Yes, exactly. you are exactly right. And you know, outside of the Knicks in basketball, like that you had almost like a 5-year or 6-year stretch, maybe even more than that, when the Celtics were, you know? And you need the Celtics to be good, right? Don't you?
I think so.
But there's you know, in basketball, it's just the Lakers, the Celtics, the Knicks, maybe the Sixers a little bit, but I mean, that's it. I mean, there are some people who might say the Pistons, but I you know, Pistons just had their little runs, basically. Other than that, no. Phil from Oxford wants to chime in. Good morning, Phil.
Hey, guys. Hey. So I just want to comment on the whole situation in terms of teams, you know, that could really bring college football back to relevance or become back to relevance. So I'm from Tennessee, moved up here to Michigan about, you know, 6 years ago. And I was just really, it's been very interesting to me to see the kind of trajectories between Michigan and Tennessee. I mean, I'm a diehard Vols fan. And, you know, I agree 100% with what Dove's saying in terms of the stadium, the atmosphere, everything. But it's just so funny, the history and the traditions and all the kind of just, you know, past. And it seems like both teams are just so underachieving. And it's so hard and disheartening for us down south. Because, I mean, we love our teams, and it's so hard to watch. But, I mean, even then, like back in the early 2000s with, you know, Notre Dame, the Georgia, you know, Florida, Tennessee, you know, 1 year all three teams had like one loss, and it came down to the very last game of the season just to get who the SEC champion was. So I think obviously Tennessee being great is, you know, great for the SEC, it's great for college football, but seeing Michigan as well. And maybe, I would love to see Tennessee and Michigan play in a bowl game one day.
You know,
so that'd be great.
That would be. Let me ask you this: as a Vol fan, who's your most hated rival? Is it Florida?
So it's Florida for me personally. I mean, I hate Alabama too. I'm not a fan of Georgia, but I can tolerate Georgia. I really like Mark Rick when he was there. But yeah, I hate Florida. I hate Florida.
Do you still hold resentment towards Charles Woodson? By the way.
Oh yeah. All the time. Everybody, like, Ray, like, you know, I see somebody was talking about it the other day on the radio, and I was just like, you know, please. So every time it comes up, oh, yeah, Charles Woodson, I'm like, yeah, well, you're welcome.
Yeah, he won big games at least.
Just one more thing on Tennessee. I think one of the similarities is Fulmer and Carr, that they are very similar type careers coaching-wise. And it wasn't good enough for the fan base, and they kind of eventually got ran out of town.
Mm-hmm.
A little different circumstances.
Yeah.
But the grass isn't always greener, and that's what I've learned post-Lloyd Carr.
You are so correct.
They won their national championships in back-to-back years, both after long, decades-long droughts. And now Tennessee has Michigan's quarterback.
That's right. Yeah.
Ticket textures at 248-539-9797. College basketball, Indiana Hoosiers.
That's a great one.
The Raiders in the NFL. And in football, college football, Michigan.
Yeah.
And we got Michigan on here a couple times, but ticket texture says, give me a break, Stoney. No one cares if Michigan's good or not unless you're a Michigan fan. I love that U of M sucks. Doesn't hurt college football one bit, Tim in Clarkston.
Well, because you're a Michigan hater. That's the reason. But the actual, you know, broad, you know, spectrum of college football fans who aren't as into it, they like when Michigan is good because you also like to hate them. And it's easier to hate sometimes when the team is really good.
And that's what a Buckeye fan said.
Yeah.
He said, listen, when Michigan's at the top of their game, I love it. It makes that weekend in November
right.
Much better. Also on the list, USC, Texas, Penn State, and Tennessee.
What about Georgetown in basketball?
Hoya paranoia.
Yeah. I mean, they haven't been really relevant for a long time.
They made the tournament this year. Ewing's coaching them. But no, they're not what they were when he was playing for them.
No.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.